in March 2020, when our once far-ranging lives shrank to texts, phone calls, and faces on screens, I knew my family and I were going to miss seeing close friends and relatives in person. But over the past year, I've also caught myself feeling bereft over the absence of briefer interactions, even those impromptu two ships passing moments with more casual friends. I've missed the experience of meeting someone new, striking up a conversation, and realizing you might be friends in the making. I've missed running into old friends on my travels or going to a reading or event alone and reconnecting with someone I hadn't expected to see. I know I'm very lucky not to have gone without human contact in the last year of relative social isolation. With my spouse and I working from home, our kids attending virtual school, and a now 54-pound puppy zooming from room to room, the house has felt far from empty. Thanks to my family, as well as the dog, who can really hold her ground when tackle-hugged, as she frequently is, I've also not had to go without hugs. But just as there are many different kinds of relationships and friendships, there are also many different kinds of hugs, and I've missed the satisfying hugs you share with friends you haven't seen in a while. The quick hugs you exchange with frequent companions when you sit down for coffee, the long hug you might give a favorite relative before you part ways. Most of all, I am haunted by the hugs I'll never get to give my mother, who died of cancer early in the pandemic. I have a lifetime of her love and affection to remember. I know the exact day we must have hugged for the last time, weeks before COVID-19 forced shutdowns and stay-at-home orders throughout the country. But I don't remember our final hug itself, how long we held on, or how tight, or her exact words before I left for the airport. Because I thought I'd be back soon. I didn't know it was the last time I would ever see her.